Tim in Iowa is dealing with a mysterious stain on the wall. Tell us about it.
Well, I got an old 1920 built house with plaster walls. I got in one area where there used to be a window at one time, I'm guessing. I got some dark spots bleeding through.
Okay. And do you think that there's any moisture behind those spots, or is it really just a condition of the paint finish that's bothering you?
I think it's the paint finish. The other side of the wall used to be exposed to the outside with a front porch, but about 5-6 years ago, I finished off the front porch, so it's not an exterior wall anymore.
Okay.
I actually took a hole saw and bored through one of the dark spots, actually two of the dark spots.
You did a little surgery there, huh?
Yeah, well, that was my first thing, is I thought, oh my gosh, maybe I got mold in the wall. But
yeah,
went in there with a borescope, and I don't see any mold in the wall. And
yeah.
And actually, to me, the plaster doesn't even look discolored. To me, it almost looks like it's maybe, you know, how many years ago some,
sure,
you know, some odd lead-based paint or something that had something in it. You know, I don't know. But it almost seems to be in the corners where this window used to be.
Right.
So.
Well, what happens is if you get a stain in the wall, that will leach through successive coats of paint. The only way to stop it is by using a good quality primer. And in this case, we would recommend that you only use an oil-based primer, because the oil-based primer will effectively seal in what's there and give you a neutral surface to go on top of. What people don't understand is that the qualities of a primer and the qualities of paint are quite different. Primer is kind of like the glue that makes the paint stick. And so whenever you have a questionable surface like that, if you hit the whole thing, and you can't spot prime this, because if you do, you're going to get sort of an uneven finish when you put the top coat on. But you want to prime the entire wall surface with an oil-based primer, and that will absolutely seal in what's ever there. And then you could put wall paint on top of that. I would try to stay within the same manufacturer family, but make sure it's oil-based. It'll do a much better job than a water-based or an acrylic-based primer.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.